And it's time for one of my favorite shows of the week, the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte.
That's awesome. Well,
yeah, thanks for saying that. You got good energy today.
I do. I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Well, the weather's nice outside. It gives everybody a lift, I think.
Yep. Yeah. And it's getting to the going to be the hot season. I know Teresa likes the hot
weather. That's right.
The hotter, the better, right?
That's right.
Good gravy. Not me. All right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio again. And I love talking technology with you guys. And what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about web browsers over the years. Kind of a walk down memory lane.
Oh, exciting.
What is a browser?
A browser is the program you use to go on websites and view things.
So, know, like Google Chrome, we use.
Is a browser.
And okay. Well, Google Internet Chrome Explorer. Is a browser.
Internet Explorer is a browser.
And Internet Explorer is going is slowly that's, going
that's
away.
That's what we're
that's
talking
we're
about
get,
mainly.
Get to okay. Eventually here. But
well, can we start there? No, you want to start at the, with I the want, history. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'd like to look back and kind of, you know, Internet Explorer has been around. What year would you think Internet Explorer came out?
Oh, God.
Right away.
Yeah.
1995. That was when it was released. So that's been the longest standing one. You know, that light blue E you see. I mean, people recognize that. I mean, how long? 1995. What is that? 25 years. That's forever in software.
Yeah, it is.
And especially free software.
25? Is that right?
Well, my old son graduated in 95, so.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that was one of the first. I did not like it when it first came out. I used Mosaic. Do you remember Mosaic?
I do not remember that.
I remember that.
Yep.
Mosaic.
And that was my first experience with web browsers.
I was busy having babies.
Yeah. It was a free download, and that was so cool. You could go out and get this program without buying it, put it on your computer, and you could use it to go on websites. And I thought that was just the cat's meow, as
they
say. Yeah,
the introduction to the World Wide Web. Huh?
Yeah, and then shortly after that, the Netscape came out.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember
Netscape. Yeah,
yep. I went.
Is that still in use?
No.
No.
Let's see. That Netscape.
No, probably not. I would doubt it.
Nope. It pretty much. Well, Mosaic went out in. It was from 93 to 97, and then Netscape came in. In 2004. So that was quite a bit later. So, well, the Netscape Communicator started. That was in 97. But that was, you know, kind of moved into that. Also, Mozilla Firefox. I know Firefox is still a thing.
Yep. Yeah, we use it here.
Yeah, a lot of people use that.
Yeah, and that's another free download you can get. And that's been around since 2004, and it doesn't seem like it's going away.
Yeah,
all the browsers are free, aren't they?
I think they are now. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So through the 90s and early 2000s, everybody's using Internet Explorer. And Mac people, they had Opera. That was a Mac.
The Red O.
Yep, the Red O. That was a popular one.
Not a Mac user.
On those Macs. And then Safari came out. And Safari, for you current Mac users, that's still...
Yeah, it looks like a compass.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
And so...
And that's what they're currently using on Macs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You can put other browsers on Macs, but for the most part, people like the Safari. And then Chrome came along, and boy, that took the world by storm.
It did. I use it all the time.
That's kind of my go-to as well.
Yep.
And and now Edge has come out, and that's kind of...
Don't like it.
Yeah, drives you nuts. But our old Internet Explorer, our trusty Internet Explorer, is going away.
Oh. And the Internet Explorer is that light blue E, and it's got a little yellow swish on it.
Yep.
And I think people recognize that when they see it. And it's either, you know, they used to go to that one, and then Chrome came out, and Chrome is the red, blue, green, yellow.
Yellow's in there. Yep. Yep.
Looks like a kind of eye type thing.
Yep, a circle. And then Edge came out, and it looked really pretty similar.
It was more
to
swooshy
Explorer.
And darker blue.
It was a darker blue E, but now it looks really different. It's in the general shape of an E, but it's just a swoosh. It's like blue and green swoosh.
And I know that up until, I would say within the last year, I had a lot of sites that Edge wouldn't open. Edge drove me nuts.
Yep.
You know, online banking, I had trouble with it. I just had trouble with a whole bunch of stuff on it. So I stayed with Chrome. And
I do too.
That was my thing, but that's so, not going to be an app option.
And Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, which is it's a little fox,
yep.
An orange fox.
In a circle.
Yep.
In a circle. That one
I like
opens
that.
A lot of time mm-hmm. opens things that
yep.
others don't. Others if you have don't. Problems with one.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's what we do at the radio station here. If we have trouble opening one, we go to Firefox and it always opens it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems
yeah.
to always open.
Well, and it seems like some things open on one and not the other yep. and vice versa. So.
And I'm finding that out on Internet Explorer now as they're not
yes.
Doing support.
Right.
I'm having issues with that. I don't like that.
Right. Well, here's the issue, though. The main issue is that there are programs out there that large companies use that are based on the Internet Explorer platform.
Yep. And that they are not changing. I mean, it's not like they didn't see it coming. It's been out for 27 years, but you know, I suppose the cost, especially for you know state and you know government or educational things, they don't have a lot of money to spend on you know changing their whole platform.
Right.
So there are a number of places that I support locally here
that have to use
Internet Explorer. And so, what do you do in that case? You know, well, there's a way to set up. It's called Internet Explorer mode mm-hmm. within Safari.
Oh, wow.
No, within Edge.
I'm sorry. Safari, you got me thinking Mac again.
But within Edge, that blue and green yep. swoosh.
Yeah. So basically, we'll put this on our Facebook page, too, the steps.
Yeah, how to enable it. You, as of June 15th of this year, the Explorer is completely going away.
Oh, really? That soon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
okay.
they have warned us, but most people have ignored it. But it's just, it's time.
Well, how does that affect my Outlook email? Is that different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get
I still
your
have
Outlook,
my Outlook.
You can have your Outlook email on any browser.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's actually a part of Internet Explorer, isn't it?
Originally, they came bundled. Yeah. But so, now they're separated more.
Okay, good to know.
The Outlook is more part of the Office suite
good.
Is how they do it. But, yeah, so if you're in Edge, the dark blue swooshy thing that's kind of looks like an E, in order to open a page in what's called Internet Explorer mode, you click on the dot, dot, dot in the upper right-hand corner of the browser, and then it comes up, and down in the bottom of the list that comes up on the menu, there's a settings thing. You click on that, and then a whole bunch of other stuff comes up to the left of that, and then one of the things is default browser. And you click on that, and then there's a Internet Explorer compatibility little button, series mm-hmm. of buttons. And you click on that, and you can say this time or always open an Internet Explorer right. compatibility mode.
Right.
And then you restart your Edge. And from that point on, anything you open in Edge, if you check always open in an Explorer mode, mm-hmm. You can run your what's the word? Old software. Your legacy software using that browser. So
all those companies that still need Explorer will have a way to continue using their software.
Interesting.
I'm sure they got lobbied pretty hard. You know, that's going to cost states millions, gajillions of dollars.
Well, but here's the thing. It's not going to look exactly like Internet Explorer. And I know a lot of our listeners like things the way they like them. And when
I'm one of them.
Yes, you are. And, you know, they don't want things to change, and they get frustrated when things change. And this is a change. So even though we're saying there's going to be a way to continue to use an Internet Explorer compatible browser, it's not the same browser.
It won't be Internet Explorer.
So if you do use Internet Explorer currently, if you click on that light blue E with the yellow swish to get on the internet and to look at web pages, then you need to make a decision on which browser you're going to use moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really three that we would say, Firefox and
Google Chrome
and Microsoft Edge.
Those three are the main
ones. Are the three main ones, and we use Google Chrome.
Yep, I do too. I was just going to say, why do you like Google Chrome?
Yeah. The default browser or the default search engine in Chrome is the Google search engine. In Edge, it's Bing.
Bing, and that drives me bonkers.
Bing search. I like the search results better from Chrome.
Yep.
And I have changed my default search engine from Bing to Google, and then lo and behold, the next Windows update, guess what?
It goes back to Bing.
Yep. Yep. And my start page is always MSN, and I don't want to have my start page be MSN. I want it to be Chrome or Google.
And then, so then when you... If you do use Internet Explorer now and you switch to a different one, you'll want to make that your default browser.
Okay.
And that's...
Right.
Yeah, you can figure out how to do that or give me a call.
All right.
Yeah, and then, you know, for those of you that are a little scared to follow... First of all, again, we'll put these steps on our Facebook page, but moreover, if you called Teresa at the store and said, can you log into my computer and help me change this? It's going to take you all of, what, 4 minutes?
Maybe. Suppose.
That's with small talk before, during, and after. So it's very easy to do. And you can set it as a default browser, too.
Yeah.
All right. Love the subject. That's a great subject. We should talk about Internet Explorer going away if it's going to go away soon.
Yes.
Should people be concerned?
Yeah, people can't just ignore it because they could get into trouble. I've got some businesses and I've got some places that I've got to do this to yet.
All right.
And June 15th, 2022.
All right, we'll talk about that more too. So if people have questions about what they just heard, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can look us up on Facebook or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747 or stop in and visit us. We're right on Main Street, Madison.
And it's a beautiful day to go visit. And you can also give us an email at support@realsolutions.com.
I almost forgot my email.
Wow.
He was daydreaming about the sunshine.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.